Our guest today has been under assault by literal demonic manifestations, frequent attacks from a group of Israel's prominent Jewish elites, and faced with temptations of great wealth if only he would denounce the name of Jesus Christ. He's here today to reveal his supernatural journey to Zion and the life-changing treasures he's uncovered along the way. And he's going to share it right now. Welcome, everybody, to Skywatch TV Studios. How is everybody? Come on now. We have what I consider in the panel today to be a couple of national treasures to the ministry. Those in-house know who I'm talking about, and I'm going to introduce them right now. Born and raised in Israel, he served several years in the Israeli Defense Forces and is the founder and director of Messiah of Israel Ministries, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perot. He's a prolific TV and radio commentary, Amazon Top 60 best-selling author, and the senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, Carl Gallups.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Again.
I think we broke a record for the longest across the table handshake I've ever done.
Eight time zones.
Yes. True. You're still suffering from, jet lag? Yes. Okay. So before we dive right into the content, again, I want to illustrate how much I meant what I said when I said, these guys, in my view, my father, we believe that you guys are national treasures to the ministry right now. With everything going on, with the apostate church thriving in the country, Carl, you and I have talked privately about the misdirect and the prosperity nonsense that's happening, or just the reaction that the church, or the effect that the church is having on so many of our political determinations, if that's a safe way to frame it. That's a slippery slope, of course, you know, pushing for the alternative into dominionism. So I'm not expecting pastors to tell people who to vote for from the platform, but you see this moral decay, this breakdown, the church not engaged at all, even at the civic level, the school systems. There is some pushback now. You're seeing the ripples, but guys like you and I have been like 10 years ago, why isn't this happening a lot more? Why isn't this happening faster? Yeah. I want to start in this episode, though, because some of the viewers may be new to Rabbi Zev Perot.
Yeah.
Now, he's old friends of my family. We've had him out to the program before. But again, God has blessed Skywatch so much. And in particular, over the last year, we are struggling to keep up with the growth infrastructurally. The people on my staff that are here today, they know this to be true. For people that have never seen Rabbi Zev Perot, maybe they missed the old Skywatch programs, go back to the archives and dig those out wherever you view media. I want to start, Zev. Your conversion experience from an Orthodox Jew raised in a rabbinical family to a believer in Yeshua is frankly breathtaking. Mm-hmm. Can you, for the viewers that are just getting to know you for the first time, can you share some of the high spots of that?
Well, first of all, thank you, Joe, for having me. I can tell you that there's nothing wrong with using the word conversion. We use it to try to explain, but actually, I never say that I converted to be a Christian. I say that I came back to be a completed Jew.
Yes.
Okay.
So?
Because the Bible is clear that when a Jew rejects Jesus, rejects Yeshua, he's out of the blessing of Israel. He's out of the blessing of the olive tree. And when he has that Damascus Road experience, he gets grafted back into the olive tree. Romans 11:23. And so I never got converted. I just went back to the original state, just like we are going to go back to the original state when we go back to the garden.
That'll preach.
Absolutely.
That'll preach, says Carl Gallup. Do you have a highlighter?
And so I get it that we use the word conversion, but I just want to clear that up.
You guys have written a couple of brand new books that Defender Publishing is ecstatic to put out. We're going to be talking here in just a second about Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit. And I want to read the subtitle. A Messianic Rabbi's Stunning Supernatural Journey to Zion and the Life-Changing Treasures He'd Uncovered Along the Way. We've got another book from Pastor Carl Gallups, Glimpses of Glory. And again, we're going to be running these as a series for the next few weeks. In your book, Zev, your subtitle states that a huge theme of this book is your journey to Zion. What does this phrase actually mean from your perspective, and why is it used by those who attack the returned nation of Israel as Zionists?
Well, that's exactly what the Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit is about. It's about those demonic spirit going against Israel, going against the seed of Israel, going against the gospel, going against everything that Yeshua, Jesus, stands for.
Which is becoming more popular in the United States.
It's becoming more popular all over the world.
Right.
Because Satan knows that his time is near.
It's like the spirits are agitated, right?
Mm-hmm. they know their time is numbered, so they're pulling out their last ammunition.
Right.
And so we're going to see more and more of these attacks as we get closer to the second coming of Yeshua Jesus. Zionist. Zionist is a biblical phrase. The word Zion in the Bible represents Yeshua, represents Israel, represents the New Jerusalem. The word Zion also is the word Tzion in Hebrew, which also means mark. And so we think we're marked with the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
And so if you're born again under the blood of Yeshua, under the blood of Jesus, you are a child of Zion. You okay. are a true Zionist in the way that God intended you to be in the Bible because
okay.
you're marked by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what the word Zion means. And that's why the enemy hates Israel so much, because he doesn't want you to be marked with the power of the Holy Spirit. He wants you to be marked with something else.
Right. I can see Derek sitting over your shoulder almost as if he's having an epiphany.
Dots
moment.
Are connecting in my head, and we've had the opportunity to talk multiple times about end times prophecy, but it hadn't occurred to me until recently, and Sharon can attest to this, that the whole concept of the mark in the hand and the forehead, the 666 mark that the book of Revelation talks about, is a twisting of what God gave to Moses and said, you know, wear the word of God on your forearm and on, you know, between your eyes.
Absolutely.
But I had never heard this before, that Tzion
also means a mark. Now, the Bible says in Hebrew, Mitzion titze Torah, from Zion the Torah will go forth.
Mm.
And what did Jesus tell his disciples? Go and preach the gospel to all nations. Who is Zion? It's Yeshua.
Yes.
That's why Jesus equalizes himself with Israel all the time. Psalms 122, verse 6, the book of Zechariah 2:8, I believe. And so we see all these scriptures coming to life because Yeshua is the word. Yeshua is Zion. And so now we see why people are coming against Zion, because they're coming against Yeshua, and they don't want you to be marked with Tzion.
Well, exactly. And the enemy has flipped that. They've taken the idea of Tzion and Zionism, and they have made it a dirty word.
Yeah. Yeah. Satan does that with everything. The rainbow.
It's always the counterfeit.
I mean, there's always, he flips it around.
And it's part of the reason why there's so much anti-Semitism today.
Yeah.
There's an assumption somehow that Zionism rules the world.
Yeah.
But then they will come forth with a false mark.
Yes,
in the end times,
exactly.
To mark those who rebelled against God.
The theological, spiritual connection of all of this goes to Ephesians chapter 1. You and I have talked about this a lot, where, you know, it's right around verse 9 where Paul is speaking to the church. He said, look, he said, the mystery of God's will has been revealed to us by what the Holy Spirit. And then he just states it in one sentence. He said, God is bringing everything in heaven and everything on earth back together again under the head of Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
The restoration. I mean, the last chapter, the last words of Revelation speak of the Garden of Eden. The veil is lifted. It's always been there. And those of us that are under the blood, our divine nature, Peter speaks of, is restored to us. That doesn't mean we're little gods. It just means we live forever.
Right.
No more pain, no more crying, no more death, no more mourning. All things are made new. It's like it was in the Garden of Eden, but it was given up. That's why Jesus went to the cross to buy it back.
Yeah.
But as you move through Ephesians 1, it gets to this. And so Paul's talking about, he's saying, but and we, speaking of himself and the early church and the Jews especially, because for the first couple of decades, the early church was made up nothing but Jews. But Paul says, and we were the first hope in this. And now we're living in it. We're seeing it. Paul was saying, we're living in the most prophetic days the world has ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're saying now is we're now living in the most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus
Christ.
Amen. See, that whole thing has come around. And Paul says, we were the first to hope. And then he speaks to the church at Ephesus as a whole. And here's what he says. And you also believed, having heard the gospel and having believed, you were marked. With the Holy Spirit of God. Some translations say you were sealed, means the same thing. You were marked. And if
That's
it was Hebrew,
good.
It said you were Zion.
That is good.
Oh, with the Holy Spirit of God. Now, I'm going to tell you this, but and then I want Zev to keep talking, of course, but I'm
just
adding.
First, he's going to preach for a minute.
Yeah, but first I'm going to
promised me he would. I told him, you got to do it.
Yeah, so, and he told me, he gave me this message, so let me read this. So, first, I need to. No,
he's joking. No. Okay, sorry, I've stepped all over you. Go ahead.
No. But the bottom line is, so we're marked. All right. First of all, think what Satan knows that. So he's going to require in the last days, everybody be marked with his mark.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, he's not God. He can't duplicate Holy Spirit power. He can't duplicate speaking and creating things, but he's got way more understanding than we do. Mm-hmm. That was the knowledge he offered to Adam and Eve. All right. So he's powerful. And when I'm not speaking against his authority and power that the Lord is allowing him, but I'm saying that we are marked. Satan is going to mark through the Antichrist system and all of that. But watch this. People often ask me, well, you know, the Lord says in the last days, you know, in the rapture, whenever that is, he's going to send his angels, like Lot, okay?
Right.
Send his angels, all right? And Jesus said the last days are going to be just like Noah, just like Lot.
Yeah.
All right, and so people have asked me kind of a trivia question, well, how are the angels going to know which ones to get? Because we're marked. We have the Shekinah glory over us.
Yeah.
And the angels can see that. The demonic can see that.
Become born
again and see if Satan doesn't come down. How does he know? How do they know we're marked? How are we marked? I think we get a picture of it when the church was born. And they saw something like tongues of fire over each of their heads. Now listen, they didn't see it forever. It was just shown to them to see something in the supernatural realm. The veil was pulled back. And when the word like is used, that means it wasn't a tongue. It wasn't fire.
Right.
They didn't know how to describe it. It was something like, it was like the pillar of fire.
Right.
In leading
like
them
the
out.
Like the Shekinah glory.
They were being saved by God, taken out of Egypt and under the power of Satan, Pharaoh. And the pillar of fire went before them.
Oh, my gosh.
They were marked. The people, the nation saw them coming across the desert. I mean, you know. So God marks his people. And in the last days, Satan's going to say, and I'm going to mark mine.
Lord,
and I'm just telling you, this whole thing, I mean, it's happening. I'm going to say, like Paul said in his day, I'm going to say now, we're living in the most prophetic times since the first coming of Jesus Christ.
Well, Zev, what is the Chaldean spirit? I mean, is that the opposite of this?
That's the spirit. The Chaldean spirit is trying to mark everybody with a fake gospel. With a grace gospel to get you out of the Word of God, that you won't see exactly where Yeshua walked, where he ministered, the true Israel. Even in the term Zionist, we have fake Zionists. What's a fake Zionist? Someone that's against the Word of God is a fake Zionist.
Yeah.
It's just a title. And so just like we have denominations in Christianity, we have denominations in Zionists that go against Israel in the name of being a Zionist. But a true Zionist is the one who stands with Israel, who understands that he is Israel, who's under the blood of Jesus, under the blood of Yeshua. Those that attack the nation of Israel or return Israel are attacking Yeshua, are attacking the Word of God, because the Word of God is clear that in the end times, Israel will be regathered. We saw that in 1948, and Israel will, you know, what you call Aliyah, but spiritual Aliyah is getting back, bringing the gospel back to Jerusalem and going home. We're seeing right now in Israel, 9.3 million people in Israel, the highest number we've ever seen. That's Bible prophecy being fulfilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next boom that we're going to have is Yeshua's return. And so people ask me, are you a Zionist? I say, absolutely. I'm marked with the Holy Spirit. I am a true Zionist.
God was the first Zionist. He's the first one to use that term.
The enemy provides, like you said, Derek, a counterfeit. And you can see that really playing out right now, the level of deception.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I was just looking this up in the Strong's Hebrew, and the sense of a sign or a mark also extends to that of being a pillar or a landmark.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And as Sharon and I found in our research for the book Veneration, the setting up of a pillar to venerate the dead, in other words, the demonic spirits of the Rephaim, was a hallmark of the pagan culture around ancient Israel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, just as they twisted the idea of garden...
Yep.
They twisted the idea of the mark, the Tzion.
Satan always has a counterfeit.
That's right. You think about Abraham. Abraham was asked to leave his country.
Yeah.
What country? The country of Ur. What's Ur in Hebrew? Ur in Hebrew is the word Ol, the country of the light. But it's a fake light because it's Chaldean spirit. He had to leave the nation of Chaldean out of the fake light into the true light in order to be a blessing and become a blessing through you. All the nations of the earth shall be blessed. You have to leave the Chaldean spirit. And so that Chaldean spirit is chasing after the seed of Israel. It runs through Amalek. It runs through all the gods that you see in the Bible, little g's.
Mm-hmm.
All those little gods, I believe that the head of them is the Chaldean spirit.
Yeah.
He's running all of them.
Mm. And let me speak to the theological importance of this. Because the word Chaldean or Chaldee is a synonym for Babylonian or Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and so when you speak of the Chaldeans, you're speaking of the Babylonians. When you speak of the Babylonians, you can use that ancient name, the Chaldeans. Now, it was the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, watch this, that were the first to be able to bring down the nation of Israel, breach the walls, tear the temple down, yeah. haul the people off into captivity, took the males, because see, Satan's still looking for that seed that was mm-hmm. prophesied back in Genesis. From the womb of a woman will come a seed that'll crush your head. He knows it's going to come through the children of Abraham. And now, yeah. so here's Israel thriving, and he's doing everything he can to tear it apart through Assyria, civil war, and then mm-hmm. finally Nebuchadnezzar, okay? And they bring it down, and they take them into captivity. And what does Nebuchadnezzar do? He tries to transform the minds of the males. Yeah. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And those are all Babylonian names.
Chaldean names.
Their names were changed.
Isn't it interesting that most of the teachings that we learn their Chaldean names?
We're going to have to leave it right there, but don't go away. No, I know. He's bursting at the seams here.
There's a point to it.
We're talking about the book Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit by Rabbi Zev Perot. And, of course, Carl Gallup's new work, The Glimpses of Glory. And we're going to show you right now how you can get copies of these incredible works. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to experience deep and glorious truths in God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation, as if you were actually there? SkyWatch TV is proud to present the Glimpses of Glory giveaway. When you order Carl Gallup's groundbreaking book, Glimpses of Glory, and Rabbi Zev Porat's new book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, from the SkyWatch TV store, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, the book that Pat Boone himself personally shared with Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. In this incredibly unique book, Glimpses of Glory, from longtime pastor, media personality, and internationally acclaimed best-selling author Carl Gallup's, God's love for you will come alive as you walk directly into the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve encountered the great tempter. You'll be placed inside the ark, experiencing the horror of Noah's family as they heard the agonizing cries of their neighbors, struggling in vain to survive the deluge. And the anguish of our Savior will explode into intense reality as you witness his struggle with human emotion on the night he was betrayed. But that's just the beginning. In Glimpses of Glory, you will accompany Joseph and Mary on the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem's manger and beyond. Be present at the working of Jesus' miracles, his baptism, and labor during the wilderness temptation. Stand in shock at the foot of the cross. Linger at the deathbed of John the disciple and witness his entrance into final glory, and so much more. Also included in this amazing offer, Rabbi Zev Porat's shocking book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply Orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah as he faced literal demonic manifestations. Temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua. Yet through it all, he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. In this book, you will accompany Messianic Rabbi Porat as he shares striking biblical and archaeological discoveries along his path to Zion. Learn the foundational platform that's behind the spiritual warfare emanating from Israel since the earliest of humanity's existence, as Zev peels back the Chaldean mask and uncover the truth about Golgotha and the archaeological location of Jesus' birth in Bethlehem that has been overlooked by so many. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Rabbi, The Secret Message, and The Identity of Messiah, where Pastor Carl Gallups tells the story of Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, who claimed he met the true soon-coming Messiah and revealed his identity on a note to be locked away until his death. Months later, this note was read upon his death, revealing Jesus is Messiah, which ignited a global spiritual and political firestorm. That was just the beginning. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So take a personal journey with the Savior from Genesis to Revelation and unmask the evil spirits that oppose our faith. The Glimpses of Glory giveaway. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to SkyWatch TV. I'm Joe Horn. If I don't turn Carl Gallups loose, I think his head's going to explode. Right before the break, he promised. Right before the break, he could barely contain. We were right smack dab in the middle of this incredible conversation
Yes.
about the Chaldean spirit, Rabbi Zev Perot's work.
Yes.
Go.
But the thing is, 100% of your audience is now back with us because of the way we left.
Oh, yes. Well done.
Okay. So anyway, that's good TV right there. We couldn't even plan that.
We didn't.
So the point is, you know, the book Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, and he's going to do that. It's just astounding and amazing, but it's relevant. It's so relevant, and here's where I was going. So when you understand this connection to Nebuchadnezzar, what he did, the symbolism of that, he's looking for that sea. So he takes the males, and he tries to turn them into these occultists and magic arts people and Babylonians, and gives them Chaldean names. And, of course, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they push back against it and as much as they could. So, okay, well, we've got that. Now, let me go all the way to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation basically ends with the pouring out of God's wrath. Then, of course, you know, the great white throne of judgment and then the new heaven and new earth. But the pouring out of God's wrath is specifically said, I'm coming against mystery Babylon.
Yes. Yes.
And then he talks about the harlot of Babylon and all the souls that have been crushed and enslaved and turned into filth. And God says, I'm bringing my judgment. In 1 hour, I will destroy mystery Babylon. He speaks to that beautifully. But the point is, guys, the last days, this spirit, this mystery Babylon, I'm going to explain it from a basic foundational level. Zev will get much deeper. But it is this Antichrist spirit. Mm-hmm. That he's using these Chaldean spirits, and he'll talk more about the levels and everything. But it is sweeping the planet, guys. Mm-hmm. Jesus said the last days will be like the days of Noah and the days of Lot. Those spirits are sweeping the planet.
Yeah.
That's the spirit God's coming with his wrath against. I mean, it may be located in a seat of power in the flesh, but it's the global spirit that is crushing the world and people and souls and putting them in slavery. It's the Babylonian spirit, which is what's so relevant about this. He's exposing, he's unmasking, and this is what we're up against.
Well, you're unmasking it from a position of great knowledge. We weren't raised in the Jewish faith. You were not only raised a Jew, and you're a perfected Jew now, but you were raised in a Sanhedrin family.
I was raised in a Sanhedrin family. I actually graduated from Sanhedrin school and became an authorized Sanhedrin rabbi, but Yeshua had a different plan for me.
Exactly. Amen to that. You are coming at this from an insider's point of view.
I'm coming at it from an insider, but I want to touch a little bit about Mystery Babylon.
Yeah.
The reason it's called Mystery Babylon, I believe, is because God told Daniel, do not roll up or do not seal this scroll until the end times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're in the end times right now where that mystery is being revealed to us.
Yes.
What's the mystery? It's Mystery Babylon. It's unmasking the Chaldean spirit. And I believe that unmasking the Chaldean spirit is not just a book to read and to enjoy. It's a message to the church today. If you're under the blood of Yeshua, under the blood of Jesus, you've been called to unmask the Chaldean spirit.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you to unmask him. But once you understand who this enemy is, you begin to unmask it. And this is what God has called each one of us to do wherever God has positioned us.
Expose the darkness.
Yes. Expose the darkness.
Yeah.
With just a few minutes left, I want to hit on something to close the program out. This Chaldean spirit, when you look at churches and the condition they're in, not just in the United States, but in particular here in my view, and this may be a bold statement, the people that are familiar with this program, and certainly the people in the audience, would probably agree with this. You look at what the church is doing in the United States, you could almost see in lots of levels, lots of layers from lots of angles, they might even be enabling a beast system. How can that be being done from the pulpit without something who is distracting, who has long since kind of blurred the vision between the truth of God's word and what they're actually preaching? How is it so successfully kind of almost masked, you know, what people are saying from the pulpits? And yet they believe they walk in light and they are absolutely working with the enemy's directive to bring us under a beast system. From the pulpit, how is this possible?
Well, first of all, narrow is the gate.
Yes.
Narrow is the way. Yeah. We know this. First of all, the word Chaldean in Hebrew, it's important to understand what that means.
Okay.
It means shedim, from the word demons.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible says in the book of Habakkuk, and I'm paraphrasing, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, that God will raise up, meaning he will allow the Chaldeans, the shedim, to rule the earth, to go through the earth, and to possess areas that are not theirs. They're thieves. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal.
Mm-hmm.
So God has released them, allowed them to possess this world. This world belongs to Satan temporary. And so the word Chaldeans are demons. They're Shadims. And so we begin to get an aspect of who they are and what they are, the Chaldean spirit. That's why I started off by saying that I believe they're the head of all the gods, all the demons, because God released the Chaldeans, the Shadim, to march through the breadth of the earth to possess areas that are not theirs. And they're possessing Israel big time, mm-hmm. physical Israel and spiritual Israel. And that's what they're doing to the pulpits here in America and around the world. They're blinding the pastors, they're blinding the churches. A lot of it's not being blinded. I think that a lot of pastors and a lot of churches know the truth, but they don't want to get into the controversial subjects. They want to preach a watered-down message. Mm-hmm. They want to preach a message that brings in the numbers and not the truth.
And yet, at least from my vantage point, that's not even working anymore. And here's the good news. Are you ready for this? Like I said at the beginning of the program, God has blessed Skywatch so much. Mm-hmm. We are getting new subscribers. Like, we can't, again, we're infrastructurally struggling to keep all of the battle stations afloat. There is a hunger in this country for truth. And Carl and I talked about that last night. So while the church is failing because maybe they're afraid to take hardline positions, there is a hunger from the true remnant who want real teaching.
Book of Amos speaks about that. There'll come a time when there'll be a hunger for truth, not for a hunger for food, but mm-hmm. hunger for the Word of God. We're living in those times right now.
Yeah.
In America and around the world.
Around
absolutely.
The world. It's a global
spirit. So it's backfiring on the Chaldean spirit because he's being unmasked.
Well, and what I find funny about that too is I'm even noticing that in our kids. Like, my kids are able, thankfully, to go to a very Christian school, but even my daughter, Kate, she's been kind of talking about that. Mom, I'm just so frustrated that nobody's teaching the gospel and that they're hiding things away and they need to be talking about these things. Why are they not talking about these things? So I know that even our young people and our teenagers are feeling that same exact thing.
Now, I'm going to say something that's going to shock a lot of people, but it's a 6.5 year research. It's a 10-year ministry research. I really didn't want to write the book, The Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, because I knew that it's going to be so controversial. Mm-hmm. There's going to be so much attacks in Israel and around the world and from people that are just going to look at it and say, oh, you know, we don't want that. That's going to destroy our ministry. That's going to, you know, take the numbers down from the churches. But again, the ones that are hungry for truth, it's going to bring in the true remnant. And that's what this book is about. And so when you go to Israel and they walk in the footsteps of Yeshua, or they're told mm-hmm. that they walk in the footsteps of Yeshua, they're really, a lot of them are walking in the footsteps of the Chaldean spirit.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And so I document everything in the book. I'm not going to get into all of it right now.
Oh, you have to talk about that in the next program.
All in the book.
This is why we were never even going to pretend to squeeze all of this series into one episode. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. The good news is next week our guests return to uncover the archaeological findings regarding the actual birthplace of Jesus Christ within Bethlehem and the shocking revelations about his crucifixion and the place of the skull. What is that? You're not going to want to miss next week. Zev, Carl, ladies and gentlemen in studio, for everybody, I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll be back. Amen.
Of course, it is published by Defender Press, and he was the one. I'd read Carl Gallup's book about the rabbi who found Messiah, and I shared that with Prime Minister Netanyahu, by the way, recently, and I said, your rabbi has revealed the name of the Messiah, and I heard him say, which is? I said, Yehoshua. I heard the Prime Minister of Israel say, Jesus.